It's WMFO in Medford, 9 o'clock in 30 seconds, 30 ticks. I'm Mike, and hey, I'm not alone in the studio today. Happy to say that this is a long time in coming.
We've been talking about this for quite some time.
Yeah, we've got Mike Galper and Angie Galper, both DJs over at our sister station, Mark Skin Radio. You go by Michael J, Angie goes by Angie D.
It's kind of that, you know, last letter name thing that we got.
Yeah, it's what DJs do, I guess. What's the matter? Yeah, it's live.
Is it loud enough?
It
sounds quiet in my head, that's all.
Oh, well, you can turn up your own thing there.
Oh, we're good.
You're the master of your own disaster.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Mike and Angie both have a big history in radio. Mike, I know you had commercial letters behind you for a while. I had a couple.
Yeah. Volunteer stuff like your history, volunteer stuff.
You don't get paid?
Does anybody get paid in this business anymore?
Not anymore. No.
When I read, no.
Yep.
Many years of college radio, mm-hmm. far too many years. A little bit of pro at what was soon to become WFNX. It was WLAN-FM at that point in time.
In Lynn,
Massachusetts. Yep.
Well, so what do you think of the surroundings? I've been telling you about this for a while.
I got to tell you. I'll just recant a little story. Tuesday, I went out to visit my alma mater, which is UMass Amherst, and they had a brand new studio, and I wanted to see it, and we went out there, and it was lovely, and it was clean, and
ew.
It was quiet.
Ew.
And it was quiet. I mean, eerily, there was an automated program playing, and it was quiet. I mean, you couldn't even tell what the program was and what the program was playing, but it was playing.
Oh.
And the minute we walk in here, and even as we're coming up the mighty flights of stairs,
mm-hmm.
I could hear the music already.
Yeah.
We hadn't even walked in, opened the door, and walked in. And there's the music, and I'm going, yes.
It's like going back to college in a time machine.
This is what a studio is supposed to be.
Yep. It's just got a great vibe, it does.
It does. So. And, you know, it's not supposed to be clean. It's not supposed to be perfect.
It's not like it's filthy or anything.
No.
It's just lovingly lived in.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to put it. And
yep.
it's a fabulous place. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And it's got tons of history mm-hmm. behind it. And it looks great. It's a great place.
Well, so glad to have you guys here. So today we've got the 2 hours, we've got Freeform, we've got New Noise. We're also going to see a show tonight that is a great bill at the Square Roots. It's these bands, the I Want You, Modern Day Idols, Speed Fossil, and Glowbox. It's tonight at 8 o'clock at Square Root. We're going. You guys should go too.
Yeah, we're going.
We're also going to feature a song by each of those guys interspersed in some of the sets. Let me tell you what I got for New Noise today. I have, let's see. Oh, I have something from Mammoth WVH.
Ooh.
He's slowly releasing stuff from his next album. I have Sweet Wednesday, Boston's own, who's going to be playing a show with Alan Arena and a bunch of other folks. We'll talk about that. Little Billy Lost. We'll play some new noise from them. It's that great track, Whiskey Point.
Yeah.
Going to do that.
Yeah.
I have something that's a collaboration between Esther Bellint and Sid Straw, which I hadn't heard of. I love Sid Straw. She's playing bass on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's doing background vocals, but a really cool track by then. You, Mr. Michael, you have a new noise as well.
I had to throw that one in.
Kula Shaker?
Well, there was the Kula Shaker one, which I found out, I think I picked up on it about a week and a half ago. I was listening to something else. We'll just go that route.
Mm-hmm.
It popped up and I went, oh, that is really cool. But also then there's, well, I think it qualifies as a new noise. Wouldn't you say in the Nervous Eaters?
Sure.
Superman's Hands, even though it's been getting spun like crazy.
Yeah.
That still qualifies.
Yeah, I was going to play another Nervous Eaters, but I'm going to do that one instead.
I just love that one.
William the Conqueror has something new. Weezer has something new.
Oh, I've heard it.
Well, it's really, you know, it's very much like Weezer. I mean, they've gotten older, they seem to have gotten more melodic and more, I don't know. I mean, they're less punky, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know, they're a great band. And we're going to start off with Boston's own Kenny Seltzer. Kenny's got a brand new track that he sent me just the other day in email. And Kenny's played with many, many bands over the years. And he's a real talent from Boston. So very happy to feature Kenny Seltzer's brand new noise. And this one is called Walked On By. This is WMFO in Medford.
walking towards me the other day. Saw you walking towards me the other day. Saw you walking towards me the other day. I called your name, but you had nothing to say. You walked on by, yeah, you just walked on by. You didn't say nothing, didn't turn your head, you just walked on by. You just walked on by. Met you at a party late last year. Met you at a party, it's all very clear. Met you at a party, started calling you dear. Now I call your name, but you just don't hear. You walked away, baby, yeah. You just walked away, baby. You didn't say nothing, didn't turn your head. You just walked away, baby. You just walked away, baby. Game over, but another one to play. Game over, there's always another day. Game over, but another one to play. But you walked on by without saying why. You walked on by without saying why. Yeah. There's no more we. You walked on by, yeah. You just walked on by. You didn't say nothing, didn't turn your head. You just walked on by. You just walked on by. Game over, but another one to play. Game over, there's always another day. Game over, but another one to play. But you walked on by without saying why. You walked on by without saying why, yeah. You walked away, baby, yeah. You walked away, baby. You didn't say nothing, didn't turn your head. You just walked away, baby. You just walked away, baby. Towards me the other day. Saw you walking towards me the other day. Saw you walking towards me the other day. I called your name, but you had nothing to say. You walked on by, yeah. You just walked on by. You didn't say nothing, didn't turn your head. You just walked on by. You didn't say nothing, didn't turn your head. You just walked on by. Walked on by, just walked on by. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. just a rambler. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die. Well, one time, friends, I had a mark. I even had a part. He beat her with a belt once, close she cried. She told him to take care of me. She headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die. Then I came of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and she hit it on the side. Well, I tried to kill the pain. I bought some wine and hopped a train. Well, it was easier than just waiting around to die. And a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother, did we fly? But the posse caught up with me and they dragged me back to Muskogee. And now it's 2 long years waiting around to die. Now I'm out of prison, and I got me a friend at last. And he don't steal or cheat or drink or lie. Well, his name is Codeine, and he's the nicest thing I've seen. And together, we're gonna wait around.
Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. down,
working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down,
working
in a coal mine,
oops,
about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton, but when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for heaven, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine,
whoop,
about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down,
working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Dada working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine,
whoop,
about to slip down,
working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down,
working
in a coal mine,
whoop,
about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Dada working in a coal mine, going down, in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down,
working
in a coal mine,
oops,
about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton, but when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for heaven, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine,
whoop,
about to slip down,
working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down,
working
in a coal mine,
whoop,
about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired.
Thank you. This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Check out my website for what's happening next. Like, subscribe, hit the bell below, leave some comments. Watch me on my live feed. Sign up for my Patreon account. Watch my new TikTok dance and Alexa shuffle songs by James Keys.
WMFO Medford, the mic comes up, the air conditioning sound comes up, and
there are two mics.
And here we are.
There are two mics sitting
there. Well, there's four, actually.
Well, between these mics and those mics.
Exactly.
So it's a wicked mega mic Saturday. We haven't used that yet. I wanted to know. I was going to ask.
Well, we have now.
We have now. It's a thing, man.
It's a hashtag, is what it is.
It's both. It's two mints in one.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry for all of you lovely listeners out there. But, you know, there's a history of some silliness here, and you're going to hear it today.
Yeah. I mean, if you're used to Mike Newman's intelligent banter, forget it. It's gone today. It's done. It's over.
What are you talking about? Yeah, so Michael Galper is here, and Angela Galper is here. Say hi, Angie.
Hey, good morning.
See, she did.
She said she did. Yep. Good. She lied to thousands of people. In the Boston area. Just heard you say that.
Yep.
Oops.
She seems unimpressed.
She's not impressed.
Social media coordinator. Busy.
Well done.
Squeaky chair.
And the squeaky chair. Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect.
Okay, so your mic sounds great.
Okay, good. No, I'm good.
And you're
Am I metering just fine?
You're metering just fine. All right, so let me tell you what we did in that very first set, because the first set is done. And you know what? We're not going to need to play stuff to get us to the bottom of the hour. Although we could, because we have extra time. Whatever. This is stuff people don't need to know. But anyway, we started off with, in the five-song set, the first song and the fifth song were both from Boston. I love that. So first one was Mr. Kenny Seltzer. A brand new release called Walked On By. Next was a Townes Van Zandt cover from 2003's record called... what was the release? It doesn't tell me. Oh... No, it doesn't. Oh, well. So it was a great...
We'll fix that later.
It was a great Townes Van Zandt song from his first record from the Be Good Tanyas that was waiting around to die. And it looks like the record was called Chinatown, but it's a really bad... Okay, yeah. But that was an excellent cover. I really like that. Lee Dorsey, of course, from 2000, from the record called The New Lee Dorsey that was working in the coal mine.
That was a classic. That was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Bangles, a song you don't hear very much anywhere, never mind the radio, from 1988's Everything record that was In Your Room.
I liked that. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you were sitting there going, I know that lead singer's voice.
I know that. Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, that's the one. And I finished up with the other artist from Boston, James Keys, a real pre-release for him. He sent me his new record the other day, and I wanted to start to promote it with the single called Best Life. That was James Keys. If you don't know James, he's been doing this for a long time. He does very intelligent type of music with a bit of a glint in his eye. You heard the banter at the end of the song.
Kind of a wink.
Absolutely. When he came in here a couple of years ago, he brought his own soundboard and plugged in to do all the effects. So it's always fun to hear and to see James. So if you ever see him... around playing, please go see him. It's James Keys, K-E-Y-E-S. All right, so, you know, we're going to play two new noises to get us, some nachas, I guess.
Mm, why not?
Before we start Mike's five-song set. And Weezer has a brand new record out called S-Z-N-Z, like Seasons, Autumn. And this is a really cool track. I was saying to Mike before that they seem to, as they've matured as a band, they've stopped being punky and they're more poppy and melodic and stuff.
More melodic. I wouldn't say that they're more poppy.
Well, you didn't hear what I played last week, did you? So poppy.
No, I didn't. It was true confession.
Yep. It was cool. Okay. All right, well, this one is called, and this may be reminiscent for you, Should She Stay or Should She Go? Brand new from Weezer. It's New Noise at WMFO.
Maybe think Old Testament.
Old Testament. The newer Old Testament, you mean the metal band?
This garden was an Eden. Worship.
doubt myself enough to stop, to try to swim the rivers to the top. When I'm still in the ocean caught in rips, nothing sticks. On the fence, balanced like the words and how they're read, to seek the rope but only need the thread. The sky will all come falling like you said.
WMFO in Medford. It is 9:37 in the morning. I'm one mic.
And I'm
the other mic. Yeah. And we are here also with Angie D. Mike and Angie are both DJs at MarkSkinRadio.com. Mike, what is your shows on? Well, you have about a million of them.
I got a million of them. No, I've got three. And basically, I'm Mr. 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. So,
Mr.
4 p.m. Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 4 p.m. Wednesday is called the Wireless Motor Club. And Friday is, obviously, if it's 4 p.m., it must be happy hour at the Wireless Motor Club. And then we take a different spin on Saturday afternoons with Capital Emissions. Mm-hmm. Live from a secluded bunker somewhere outside of Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say, and be careful, because this is an FCC-controlled station, but you have 420 every day in your show. I'll just say that, and then you may recognize it. That's all I'm saying.
Once in a while, we'll give a nod and a tip of the hat to 420.
Once in a while. All right, so at 9:38 in the morning, MarkSkinRadio.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we played two songs. They're both new noises. First one was Weezer. From their new record, and that was called Should She Stay or Should She Go? I don't know the answer to that.
What's
I made
vote?
Up the rest
should
of it.
Stay, should she stay or should she go? What's your vote?
Well, she shouldn't.
I don't know.
Maybe. William the Conqueror was next with the second new noise, a brand new single called In My Dreams. Real cool track, I think. Yeah, I know. It's just going to get worse, Mike.
It's going to get really silly.
Yeah, so now it's time for your five-song set.
Speaking of silly.
Is it? Well, the first song is.
Sure.
So let's talk through them, and we'll do two songs, and then we'll come back.
So I first of all, I'm a dedicated devotee and listener of your program. So
is
I thought,
what you call it?
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Whatever. But I was thinking as I was spending long hours with beads of sweat coming across my forehead, trying to figure out what I was going to do for five songs for this. I said, should I kind of fit the Newman format, or should I kind of just do something that is, you know, just off the wall or just different?
I think the first one.
I know you did. You picked the first one, and you're wrong.
Yeah.
So I essentially figured, all right, let me do something that's kind of a smattering of me and
a smear, some of the
stuff.
Maybe
a smattering. Yeah. You know, a little selection from here, a little selection from there, and such. So the first track, if I've got it right, if I remember which one I put in this first, when I was back in college, when I would start every single show with that track. Mm-hmm. And I said, let me put this in first, because that's just how shows start with me and things start with me.
So just a hint for the audience, it's the Bonzo Dog Band. We'll expand on that when we play it in a second. And the second song we're going to do is from a Boston Institution band here called Nervous Eaters.
They've been around forever, but they've come up with, they're sort of teasing us. They're releasing a couple of singles before the album comes out, which I believe is November 11th.
November 11th.
If I'm not mistaken. See, look at how it's still stuck in there. I know.
Yep.
It's amazing that it's still there. And I know they released one even more recent than this particular track, but man, when this thing came out, I was just like, I was all over it. It was just, that's it. I'm sold. Where's the album? I'm buying it. Mm-hmm. So, we went with the Nervous Eaters. I mean, do I tell them what the title is, or can we just let them guess?
Whatever the heck you want.
Well, okay, fine. I just absolutely just fell head over heels with Superman's Hands. I just think it's just a terrific piece of work.
All right, so let's start with those two songs, and we'll come back and talk about them afterwards. Fabulous. This is WMFO.
Hi there, Medford. Nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums, and Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Park, bass sax. Great honor, sir. And specially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on duck call. Hearing from you later, Casanova on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the Flower People, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunican as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffer. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
mama thinks that I'm a bit delusional. I just wanna be an ordinary tree.
Just a great song here at WMFO Medford. Yeah, 9:47 in the morning. First two of Mike's five songs. We heard first the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band and the intro and the outro from their record Gorilla, because of course it's called Gorilla.
Right.
And a song that you start every show with.
Way back in my college radio days.
So silliness personified.
And I still do it now every now and again.
So yeah, why not?
The heck.
And as we mentioned, and the Nervous Eaters, Boston's own Nervous Eaters, from their upcoming record, Monsters Plus Angels, Monsters and Angels, coming out on November 11th, that was the great Superman's Hands.
Oh, that's just, I'm a sucker for a jangly guitar, and that one just has it, just grabbed my attention.
Oh, please, absolutely. So the next two starts out with the band Coolest Shaker, from a record that came out this year called First Congressional Church of Eternal Love.
Isn't that a great album title?
Yeah,
it's perfect.
And it's got the free hugs.
It is, and this track is bizarre. Is all I'm going to say because I like things that are a little offbeat.
No kidding.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they went back, and I don't know. All I'm going to say is they went back to an old track and redid it. And something that you wouldn't expect anybody to pull a rock song out of, but they did. And it kind of works.
Okay. That one's called Whatever It Is, I'm Against It.
Yep.
Which I'm on board with. And the next song is going to be a classic, really, from Joey Ramone, called What a Wonderful World. So we're going to start the next two songs with that Cooler Shaker track. Again, Whatever It Is, I'm Against It. This is WMFO. We'll be right back. my Saturday just got better. Here at WMFO. It's 9:54, right on the nose, and it's two mics here and an Angie, and we're having a lot of fun today. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying what you're hearing. Just played two more songs from Mike's five-song set. It was Kula Shaker. What a great song from their album that came out this year called First Congregational Church of Eternal Love and Free Hugs.
And Free Hugs.
That was Whatever It Is, I'm Against It.
And that's an old Groucho Marx track. And Groucho Marx sings it, and first time I saw, I was listening to some other station, overseas station.
What?
I know. Shh.
All right.
Quiet. Just between you and me.
Okay.
So I was listening to it, because I like to listen to other stations and see what they sound like. And the guy put this on, and I went, oh, it can't be it just can't be. I mean, who the hell would take that and do a cover of it? But they did. And it's a lot of fun.
It was really good.
It's a kick and track.
Yeah. Again, Kula Shaker, Whatever It Is, I'm Against It.
Yeah.
And just the great Joey Ramone from one of his solo albums called Don't Worry About Me. That was What a Wonderful World. Great cover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just a huge Ramones fan anyway. I always have been, and I've seen him a couple of times, and, it was good stuff. Good stuff.
Awesomeness. So the fifth song of the set is coming up, and you chose Bruce Cockburn doing Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
I like really well done, really interesting covers of things.
Well, sure. And it's better than the alternative, really horribly done, disgusting cover. I mean, why would you like that?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's my point.
Of course,
exactly.
Right. Your point. I concede the point.
So this is live.
It is.
Yeah. And anything to say about this before I spin it?
I was kind of knocked off my feet when I first heard it. I couldn't believe it. I was searching through the MSR library looking for this particular song, but not done by Bruce Cockburn, the Monty Python version. Then I came across this, and I went, let's do something a little different, shall we? It was just caught my attention.
Well, let's hear that. It's Bruce Cockburn, and everybody always look on the bright side of life. WMFO.
Never.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things can make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow. So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You can see it's all a show. Keep him laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
I told them, Bernie, they'll never make any money off this movie.
Nobody ever listens to
me anyway. But by the way, this album's available in the foyer.
In the foyer, yes. Follow me. All right, 9:59 in the morning. This is WMFO Medford, and that was Bruce Cockburn live covering "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life."
You know, that sounded more Australian than
well, I'm
British.
Sorry, I'm not perfect. I try. God, you have to criticize me all the time. All right, so thank you for the 5-song set. That was fun.
My pleasure.
All right, so at just about 10 a.m., we're ready to start the next 5-song set. And, of course, that starts with New Noise. But who's it going to be? I'll tell you. It's a collaboration between Esther Balint, that's E-S-Z-T-E-R, somebody named Stu, an artist named Stu, S-T-E-W. Makes me think of winter and stew and potatoes. And that's just me.
And Blintz.
And Blintz. And Sid Straw, too. Sid Straw, I know, is playing bass on this. I don't know if she's contributing vocals. But this was just too interesting to let it go by. And I think I really like it. So this is New Noise from those three collaborating together. And